was Ishmael Reed from an album called For All We Know. The Ishmael Reed Quintet featuring David Murray. And Ishmael will be here Saturday at 45 Wilcox, 4 to 6 p.m. And I do hope everybody will attend. We'll talk about that more later, but we have Stephen Sahuni coming up next. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
It's an honor for me.
Now, you have been, of course, you live in Syria, in the area of Latakia. The war has changed somewhat in your region, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has changed.
What's taken place there?
In Latakia, a few months back, as you remembered, there was heavy battles going on in the north suburbs of Latakia. Then the Russians came in and interfered with the in the war and helped the Syrian army to fight the terrorists in the north of Latakia. So now, after all these months and after all these battles in the north suburbs of Latakia, they are still going till now, but the 99% of north suburbs of Latakia is in the hands of the Syrian army and their allies on the ground. And there are only a few villages up in north east Latakia, right on the Turkish border. They are very hard to take over because the Turkish are interfering and sending big numbers of radical Islamic terrorists. So it's not easy to take those villages. That's you'll see that the crisis in Syria can be finished and very fast, but the Turkish have to stop funding the terrorists and they have to shut their borders from their side.
Yes. Now, again, this is Stephen Sahuni. He's a freelance journalist. He lives in Syria, and we're very glad to be able to talk to him. Now, you raised the matter of the border, and that is a headline today here throughout North America. We're being told that Turkish border guard, I don't know how large a unit, military unit was, but have killed Syrian refugees. One wonders what this story is all about and what might be the consequence of a front-page treatment of that incident. Do you know anything about it?
I've heard news that civilians, women and children, and their husbands who are terrorist groups, from the terrorist groups, they were fleeing away from the battles in the suburbs of Aleppo. They wanted to go back to Turkey, and the Turkish military shot at them and killed them, and some of them are women and children. But the media did not mention that. The media did not talk about it because Turkey did it. But when the Syrian army was bombing the terrorist groups in Aleppo and shelling the terrorists who are killing the civilians of Aleppo, no one talked about that. When the terrorists, they were shutting the water and electricity and forbidding food coming in to the second biggest city in Syria, the international media did not talk about it.
Yeah. It is forgotten when the press does treat these matters that they use the word refugee, but obviously and admittedly by the State Department, Pentagon, and Turkish officials even, there are armed elements who are entering Syria, attacking, and also taking their wounded and other casualties back into Syria, back into Turkey. It would appear that there's some danger at, you know, an incident like this being misreported, that it will feed this new aggressive posture being taken by the U.S. government, thinking maybe they will intervene in a more overt way. Does that make that idea seem possible to you?
No, because the Turkish government is an ally of the American government at the same time as just as the Saudi Arabian monarchy, terrorist, royal family is an ally to the American government. The Saudi Arabian and Turkish, they are funding terrorist groups all over the world.
Yes.
Erdogan is funding and helping terrorists in Syria and Iraq, killing civilians. Mm-hmm. So I don't see a change. Only if the United States government give an order to their allies to stop funding.
Yes.
And stop helping and shutting the borders. Then we can say that the war is almost finished or coming to a finish. The Russians, they're doing their best. They're fighting terrorism.
Yes.
But the Americans and their allies, they're not doing anything about it.
Well, and perhaps we should underline that point. There's a misunderstanding certainly here because of the careless use of language Russian Air Force and the U.S. Air Force are somehow equal participants in a war. But in fact, the United States is not legally flying over Syria, and they have no authorization from the sovereign government of Syria. Am I right?
That's true. The Russian government interfered, and the Russian army interfered in the war against terrorism in Syria after the Syrian government asked it. President Assad and his government, who are a legitimate Syrian government, they sent a request to the Russian government and asked them to interfere in helping terrorism. Mm-hmm. The United States government did not ask anyone. They just came in. Like they own the world when they do not, and they started bombing. But unfortunately, I wish if they were bombing real terrorists, they're bombing nothing. Why did the Russian Air Force see the big loads and big numbers of trucks full of stolen oil from Syria going to Turkey, and the American Air Force did not see them and bomb them?
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they denied they were there, I believe. The U.S. claimed they had no knowledge of any oil tankers.
So that will show you that the Americans are not serious and they do not want an end to this war.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened the other day. The American Air Force bombed in North Aleppo, in the village of Minbij, where they make the wheat. Where they change the wheat into bread. That cost the Syrian government years of building and millions of dollars to build. There's no terrorists there. Why are they bombing? Why are they bombing the Syrian infrastructure? And why are they bombing factories and the stuff that it made us? It took the Syrian people years and years to build. Such a thing, it needs years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no terrorists there. So it shows you that the American government, they do not want to fight terrorism. And the only thing they want is to just to make Syria as weak as possible by economy, by military, and by politically.
Yes.
It looks like what they're trying to do.
Yes. We're speaking to Stephen Sahuni. He is a freelance journalist. He is in the Latakia region of Syria. Now, the Battle of Aleppo is regarded as the battle. What is the status of the combat there?
Actually, there's two big battles happening in Syria at the same time. The battle in south of Aleppo and the area called Khan Tulman, and the other big battle is the Syrian army and his allies on the ground in Raqqa, going towards Raqqa. If I can jump to Raqqa for a little bit, because that's capital of ISIS in Syria. The Syrian army and his allies on the ground have started a big military operation against ISIS on the 31 of last month. And they already, till now, took 60 kilometers of land in the suburbs of Raqqa, have already killed over 200 terrorists. And injured thousands of them of ISIS, and they're only about 10 to 15 kilometers away from Al Tabaqa Airport, And that's a very strategic area. Al-Tabaqa Airport, it's in right close to Raqqa. So we can, if you want to see it in a military way, is that the ISIS are losing their capital, their stronghold in Syria, and at the same time, they're losing their stronghold in Iraq. In they lost Fallujah. So if they lose, they lost Fallujah, and they're losing Raqqa, so we can say that the so-called empire of ISIS is vanishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and describe it. What's the status? What type of relations does the government of Syria have with the government of Iraq, and what sort, what level of cooperation is there of the military?
It's not a coincidence, because the two operations, the military operation from the Syrian army and his allies on the ground on Raqqa, and the military operation of the Iraqi army started at the same time, mm-hmm. against Fallujah and Raqqa. So mm-hmm. that is not, it's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you wanna think, sit and think about it, it is they have been sitting and they have been planned and talked about, mm-hmm. and there is something being getting ready or being cooked up, because we saw the Russian defense minister and the Iranian defense minister and the Iranian defense minister, all three of them, that met in Tehran, and then the defense minister. It came in a surprise visit to the Syrian Syrian president the other day. So mm-hmm. there is something something being cooked up against terrorism, against the war in Syria, to escalate it to another level, because the Russians, they tried their best by finishing up this war in peaceful with the Americans, in a peace process, but the Americans are not serious, and it looks like the Americans, they do not want to finish this war. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's Stephen Sahuni, freelance journalist, Latakia, Syria. The talks, is there a scheduled date now for the Geneva, or are they in abeyance? Is the Syrian government scheduled to be at any meetings in the near future?
No, not as. Not as I think there are not there's no meeting very soon, yeah. because they're not ready on the ground. The Syrian government they're ready to go to talk,
yeah.
and they're ready to sit on a table and yeah. to find a solution and to finish this war. But the problem is the other side, mm-hmm. the so-called moderate rebels, the bloodthirsty terrorists, mm-hmm. like Ahrar al-Sham and the others. They're not ready, because the opposition, or so-called Syrian opposition, there's an opposition in Cairo. And the Syrian opposition in Qatar, and Syrian opposition in Turkey, and they're all over. Like, they're not united.
But the headquarters is Riyadh, right?
No, a part of them are Riyadh. Other part, another of them, they're in Istanbul, and another part of them are in Qatar. So they're not united.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's then there's the opposition inside of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not united, and and what the Saudi Arabian government tells them to do, they do, and what the Americans tell them to do, they do.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, the other element, and the president of Syria spoke of this, President Assad, he said that the U.S.'s plan is to try to balkanize, to break up Syria, and one thinks immediately of the issue of the Kurds, which is when the West reports any military success against ISIS, they often say that's the Kurds doing that. Talk about the Kurdish region and developments there.
Syrian Republic, and the Kurds, they are in the northeast of Syria. Hasakeyqa, Mishli, parts of Aleppo, they are in that area. They always had their rights in Syria. They got then in 2010, the President Assad gave them more rights. So they are a Syrian citizen, like any other Syrian, like any Sunni, Shiite, Ashuri, any other one. But the problem is, ISIS came and started scaring them, and some of the Kurds, not all of them, some of the Kurds, they are Israeli and American puppets. Mm-hmm. They work, they're on the payroll of the United States government. Mm-hmm. So, and what the Americans tell them to do, they do. Mm-hmm. The Americans, they want, yes, they couldn't bring down this the Syrian government by power and by the opposition, because the Syrian army and his allies showed that they're the strongest on the ground. They want to break up Syria into sectarian mm-hmm. and ethnic region. But mm-hmm. in Syria, that will not work, because there's big parts of the Kurds, they are against that.
Yeah, if well, they're Syrians.
If you destroy ISIS, mm-hmm. and if you take ISIS away, then big parts of the Kurds, they'll say, no, it's better for me to be with this, to come back to Syria, because that's our land.
Yes.
But the Kurds who are with the American government and on the payroll of America, of course, they're going to go of what the Americans tell them. If the Americans tell them, make your own country, they are going to make it.
Yes. Well, and of course, that's an issue that is on moves across both across the borders in that region. By the way, the fighters in this area, the Kurdish fighters in and around Aleppo, they are allies of the Syrian government, are they not?
Can you repeat that question, please?
The Kurdish fighters in the Aleppo region are allies of the Syrian government, am I right?
Some of them. Some of them are allies, and some of them they are not. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you see that? Do you think that in terms of the battle itself, is there a sense in that you get of what kind of timetable, how long it might take? Are they projecting how what they must do and how long it might take them to defeat ISIS in Aleppo?
The problem is it's not ISIS anymore. ISIS, it's weak, and it's getting weaker and weaker day by day. But where the danger is, it's the so-called moderate rebels who are funded by this American government. They're the ones who are killing people. And that's what I wanted to talk on your program the other time when there was a technical problem. Mm-hmm. And that the massacres that terrorist groups who are funded by the America, Ahrar al-Sham, they did in Aleppo by killing over 500 people in Aleppo by their missiles, rockets, and the massacre of al-Zara, who they killed over 300 civilians, and and the suicide bombers that they sent to Jebli and Tartus in the Syrian coast, right next, 15 minutes away from my home, and killed tens of them and injured hundreds. Those are not by ISIS. Those massacres, they were made by the moderate, so-called moderate troubles, who are funded by Saudi Arabian government, Turkey, who Turkey let them in by from their border, and an order from the United States government, the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm. They're not able to fight sort of army to army, but they can, by using terror, keep alive in media the notion that they're a combatant by attacking civilians.
Yeah, they're just as I told you, they couldn't interfere in Syria, and they couldn't launch a war on Syria when they wanted to. Now, how are they going to make this country or this army weaker? Is by feeding these terrorists, feeding these radical Islamic groups. Mm-hmm. Feeding them, so they'll make them. This army in a long war. Long war will make them weak. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say something small. Is what happened the other day in Orlando, and the 50 Americans killed. Their uh-huh. civilians, God bless their soul. But the fault and the number one purpose that happened is the Obama administration, when they funded the terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq, and President Assad told them in the beginning of the crisis, in a newspaper, I forgot which one was it, and he said to the world, feeding this monster, supporting this terrorism or radical Islam, is not going to stay inside of the Syrian border. That is a disease that will go all around the world, and yes. That's what we're seeing it today. In France, Belgium, United States, and we might see it in unfortunately in other places, because the international community, they are not serious. They do not want to finish the war in Syria. Finish the terrorism in Iraq. Then there won't be any terrorism. But the big terrorist group is the Saudi royal family. Take them out and stop the oil, their oil that's feeding the terrorists. Then you'll stop the terrorism.
Well, I think that's you stated it as emphatically as possible. Stephen Sahuni from Latakia, Syria, we're very grateful. Thank you very, very much. And that was Stephen Sahuni, and we are very grateful. And this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll tell you again that Ishmael Reed is coming to talk about Muhammad Ali, and he's going to be at 45 Wilcox on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And we're going to play something probably apropos from the man who created Creedence Clearwater. And then we'll come back and talk to David Jacobs.